Om Shri Sai Ram. We offer ourselves at Swami's lotus feet. Dearest Swami, we first came to you as toddlers, bouncing with uncontrollable enthusiasm and energy. That time, you held our hand and guided us, making each moment of ours a memory of joy. We didn't know anything then. Ignorance of even the word doubt existed. And that time, you shared our innocence. That was the beginning of our love story. Then we walked into the arms of growth. You supported us that time, Swami, and sculpted our character. We were confronted with many changes, but that was the beginning of surrender. Now, at this age, when we realize that all those feelings which we had then, gratitude, love, happiness, joy, all those can be expressed, we are again in doubt, Swami, for we don't know how to express them such that we can get that smile on your face. And yet again, Swami, you showed us the path, music. Music gives soul to the universe, flight to imagination, and life to everything. You are our music, Swami. For us, your every word is a note. Your every beat and tap, a beat for us. Your every expression, a dynamic. Dearest Lord, you're the key signature of our lives. Thank you is just not enough, Swami. This is our humble expression, the Brindavan Brass Band's humble expression of gratitude and love. And we let everything be understood through our language of music. We love you, Swami. We love you.
विश्वेश्वराय महादेवाय त्रयंबकाय त्रिपुरातकाय त्रिकाग्निकालाय कालाग्निरुद्राय नीलकंठाय मृत्युंजयाय सर्वेश्वराय सदाशिवाय श्रीमन् महादेवाय नमः। श्रीमन् महादेवाय नमः।
everyone. We, the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Vrindavan Campus, present before you a musical drama entitled Sur Das.
Sundara Nanda Lala, the breathtaking beauty of the Lord, has for centuries captivated the hearts of millions. From the playfield of Braj Bhumi to the fertile hearts lush with devotion, all resonate the joy of his flute.
The word flute reminds me of what Swami says. One must be hollow, without any pride or individuality. One must inhale only the breath of God and transmute that breath into melodious music.
that confers on every fleeting moment the joy of eternity. One such flute, dear to the heart of the cosmic prankster, was Sur Das.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bilva Mangal, memories take me back to that day when I found you alone in a forest chanting the same mantra. Years have rolled by, but your voice retains its sweetness and your devotion has reached a new level altogether.
Guruji, are you not the one who taught me that through prayer and devotion one can experience the love of Dwarakadhish, my Hidaya Nivasi?
Well, today a dignitary from the royal court, Sri Dwarikadas ji, is visiting our home. I met him in our temple and he has accepted our invitation. Ah, there he is. Pranams Dwarikadas ji. We were just discussing you.
Ayushman Bhava. Well, Krishnadas ji, who is this boy? He seems to have a divine glow on his face.
He is Bilva Mangal. It was that divine glow and his mellifluous voice that urged me to take him into my care and educate him.
But I never heard him sing. Bilva, could you sing for us?
Twameva mata cha pita twameva. Twameva bandhuscha sakha twameva. Twameva vidya dravinam twameva. Twameva sarvam mama deva deva.
Wah! What a sweet voice! You have a very bright future, son. Krishnadas ji, where did you find this rare gem?
I found him in Runakta, near Mathura.
Runakta? I feel this boy is my nephew. He must be the son of my deceased cousin, Brajdas of Runakta. His voice verily resembles that of Brajdas.
God, mysterious are your ways of connecting the dots. Bilva, meet your uncle. He's the cousin of your father, Brajdas.
Uncle?
Krishnadas ji, I have a request. Will you let Bilva come with me? I shall take good care of him and nurture his talents in Agra.
Bilva, will you go with Dwarikadas ji? I am sure that you would be better off there.
Your will is my command, Guruji.
Dwarikadas ji, from now on, he is yours.
Thank you so much, Krishnadas ji. Come, Bilva. We shall go.
As man traverses through the arduous journey of his ephemeral existence towards the only lasting reality, there is many an enticement that blocks his path to perfection. However, if he has to attain that lasting reality, he must overcome all the allurements
that enslave his fickle mind.
Swami elucidates this through a beautiful example. He says it is beneficial for the boat to be on the water, but fatal for the water to be in the boat. Likewise, it is beneficial for us to live in this world so that we may realize our true self, but harmful for the world to live in our minds. The attractions that bind us to this world will ultimately drown us down.
Overwhelmed by a maddening distraction, Bilva Mangal decided to find his own way out.
शाम मिलन की प्यासी अखियां
हो बिल्वा मंगल जी जय श्री कृष्ण. You here? We didn't see you at all.
Hope we did not disturb you.
Yes, you were doing some important work.
You were seeing something very intently over there.
Murkh, Bilva Mangal ji was having the divine darshan of Lord Krishna everywhere. Right, Bilva Mangal ji?
You are so devoted. But there are so many crooks out there.
Yes. As the women are passing by, they shamelessly stare at them.
Krishna, Krishna, what a sin. Such people must not be allowed to stay in the town.
They must be forced to leave the place.
You don't worry about all this, Bilva Mangalji. You continue chanting Krishna's name.
Even after all this insult, he is still standing there, unabashed, without a trace of remorse on his face.
But then, what else can you expect of such a worthless person?
How could you be so disgraceful? You are an unforgivable sinner.
Krishna.
Even the disgusting tramps are better than you.
You say you have devotion for Krishna? All that you do is mere pleasure seeking.
No.
For committing such sins, his eyes must be plucked out.
Our words seem to make no impact on him at all.
You don't deserve to stay here anymore. You?
For the welfare of the town, we must throw him out.
No.
Let us drive away this filthy beggar.
No. Krishna! Ah! Krishna!
Gurudev!
Gurudev! Gurudev!
What a grave sin have I committed. God has bestowed his eyes to see only his divine form. Devoid of wisdom, I gloat in observing the unworthy sights of this transient world. Mercy, O Lord, have mercy on this restless soul.
not give way to despondency, Gurudev.
No. No.
These sinful eyes keep wandering, hankering around the worldly objects, taking me away from my Lord. I will find solace only if I am bereft of them. Yes. These thorns will teach them the best lesson.
Krishna!
No! No, Gurudev! Gurudev! No!
Krishna!
At last. At last. I am really glad. Happy not to observe the unworthy trinkets of this fleeting world. I shall concentrate on the beatific form of my Lord, who will reveal himself as light within. Krishna, you are my only refuge.
Floored by his racking repentance, Bilva Mangal was unable to find any repose in his mind. His heart was a raging tempest of guilt and remorse.
The taut strings of devotion strung up a melancholic music, begging the Lord for his forgiveness.
The raging tempest within him was quelled when the compassionate Lord sent forth a torrential downpour of mercy, suffusing every cell in his being.
The much-awaited succor came in the form of an advice from a towering giant in the realms of spirituality, who would assist Bilva Mangal sail over the turbulent waters of his worldly sojourn.
Our master has changed so much.
Yes. After he lost his eyesight, Gurudev is hardly concerned about his physical welfare.
Suffering brings us near to God. We see it so visible in our own master. But then, why is it that he inflicts so much suffering on himself? Don't you see the lofty message behind it? See no evil. See what is good. Hear no evil. Hear what is good. Do no evil. Do what is good. This is the way to God. And this is the message for all mankind.
Suffering ennobles us and teaches us to use God's gift to feel and absorb all that is true, divine and beautiful. Are you aware that the great Vallabhacharya has come to town?
Yes, I have heard a lot about him. He is a great scholar and also a great devotee of the Lord. We must inform our master about him.
Maini chadar odh ke kaise dwar tumhare aaun, maini chadar odh ke kaise he pavan parmeshwar mere, he pavan parmeshwar
को जग में भेजा।
master, the great Vallabhacharya, has come to meet you from the south.
Pious one, our master, the great Vallabhacharya, is here.
Oh, Acharyavara, I'm sorry.
I did not know you've come.
My prostrations to you.
Sukhi Bhava, O Bilvamangal. Come, let's sit down. Are you happy and comfortable?
What comfort can I have, O Gurudev, when I do not receive the grace of the Lord?
O Bilvamangal, I was on my way to Mathura when the sweet melody of your voice pulled me here.
I am blessed, Acharya. I am blessed.
Tell me, Bilvamangal, why is it that I hear you singing something that one feels is rising from within, but getting choked at the throat?
Acharya, Mahaprabhu, when a sad man sings, his songs are full of sorrow. I am a sinner. God has given us this voice to sing only his divine glories. Instead, I have used this voice for the transient and the low.
Who deserves his divine grace more than you, Bilvamangal? Tell me, why do you plead in such humble terms? None of us are sinners. Remove this idea of sin and remorse from your mind. Don't be bogged down with such misery.
But Gurudev, what else can I do?
Sing the leelas of Lord Almighty and describe his divine play.
But what do I understand of his divine play, Acharya?
It is said, Bhagavatam vinte Bhagavatar. Listen to the Bhagavatam.
Sundara Gopalam Uravanamalam Nayana Vishalam Dukkaharam Vrindavana Chandama Kandam Paramanandam Dharani Dharam Vallabhadana Shyamam Purna Kamam Atyabhiramam Pritikaram Bhajananda Kumaram Sarva Sukha Sanam Vicharam Bhajananda Kumaram Sarva Sukha Saram Tattva Vicharam Brahma Param Vandita Yuga Charanam Pavana Karanam
Mangal, henceforth you shall be known by the name Sur Das, and your name shall spread far and wide. Sur, the valorous, the courageous, and the brave. Come with me to Braj. There is a temple of Lord Srinathji. You can sing to the Lord and the people the divine leelas of Krishna to your heart's content. Come, let's go.
Come plan with Guru Vallabhacharya's wish. Surdas settled down in Braj and sang the glorious leelas of Bhagwan Krishna, instilling in the common man a sense of devotion.
The delicate bud of devotion for Lord Krishna blossomed into a fragrant flower, transforming Braj into a paradise. The fragrance wafted to all corners, stirring up maddening devotion for the Lord.
As the first rays of the sun touched the Braj Bhumi, and with the melodies of Surdas reverberating, it would hallow the place, attracting even a chance traveler. Such was the magnetic charm that Braj exuded during Surdas's days.
Oblivious of hunger and thirst, the name Lord Krishna satiated all his needs. His intense longing for the Lord translated itself into a mighty compendium of more than 8,000 songs, each redolent of Krishna Leelas, entitled Sur Sagar.
Sur Sagar thus drenched the people of Braj, taking them to a state of bliss. Surdas slowly became near and dear to the Lord.
Cowherds would wait for Krishna to come out of his house. The little boy would emerge as the king of all that he surveyed. And yet, people would never forget that, after all, he was the divine little child, especially Mother Yashoda, a divine lady, a truly blessed lady. Yes, for Mother Yashoda, little Kanha was everything in the world. Throughout the day, he used to run about, playing with the Gopalas and Gopikas, charming them, fascinating them, tantalizing them and teasing them. He was everybody's pet. But at night, when he was to return home, he was only her Kanha.
Oh yes, Gurudev, what great delight it gives to the heart to reminisce those moments when the great Lord, as a little child, trod this very soil. At the end of the day, when he returned tired, Mother Yashoda used to cajole him, fondle him,
and sing lullabies like, "Oh sleep, why don't you come and take my darling child into your arms? Can't you see? Kana, my Kana is waiting for you."
Then little Krishna would close his eyes and stay motionless. Thinking him to be asleep, Mother Yashoda would signal others to be quiet. And immediately Kana would get up.
And Mother Yashoda had to begin all over again.
As he grew up, he became more and more naughty. And his childish pranks never stopped enchanting others. With his friends, he would quietly sneak into the houses of other gopikas for stealing butter.
Such a small boy, and yet stealing butter? Yes, Krishna was so fond of butter that he would go to any extent, even that of stealing. He would choose the right moment when none of the elders were around.
Kanha would then call all his friends to help him steal the butter by forming a human pyramid. He would always be the one to break the pot and share it amongst his friends.
The fun would then begin, wherein the gopikas would chase little Krishna all around Vrindavan. Naughty Krishna would then go and hide behind Mother Yashoda.
Maya mori main nahi makhan khayo, Maya mori main nahi makhan khayo, main balak bhaiyan ko choto 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 choto. Is chiko kis vidhi payo, maya ye gwal wal sab bair pade hai, bar bas mukh lapatayo re maya mori, main nahi makhan khayo. Are ha meri maya, pyari pyari meri maya, kaisi bholi meri maya, sundar sundar meri maya, nyari nyari meri maya. Maya tu janani, man ki ati bholi, maya tu janani, man ki ati bholi. Surdas tab hasi jasoda, Surdas tab hasi jasoda, meyur kanth lagayo, nain neer bhariyayo, nain neer bhariyayo. Kanhaiya, Kanhaiya, tain nahi makhan khayo, lalla more tain nahi makhan khayo. Maya mori, sun maya mori, main nahi makhan khayo, main nahi makhan khayo.
And that was how little Krishna changed "main nahi makhan khayo" to "main nahi makhan khayo."
Oh, how divine are his leelas!
Multitudes thronged at the Srinathji temple to experience the ethereal bliss conjured by the mystical devotion of Sur Das.
If greatness has admirers, goodness has its own rewards. One such gift that is bestowed on a man who is deemed good in the eyes of both man and God is peace. Sur Das was a contender for that very reward.
But then, the path to goodness and the Godhead is invariably beset with thorns. These thorns came in the life of Sur Das in the form of critics with a watchful eye. They would leave no stone unturned to bring Surdas to a state of agony. One such occurrence was when one day, observing Surdas all alone, the critics came to test his patience and faith in God.
Surdas's agonized and steadfast yearning for the Lord moved Lord Krishna and left him with no other choice but to rescue Surdas from the grave peril. This is how it came to pass.
This Surdas has become a nuisance to all of us. Wherever you go, you hear only one name. Surdas, Surdas, Surdas.
And our young men have found a new hero in him.
You should hear my nephew. Throughout the day he keeps telling, Surdas said this, Surdas said that.
Did you know that Surdas had the audacity to claim that devotion to God is far superior to scholarship and achievements?
A blind singer and such hardiness? One who cannot see is blind to the world, and who is blind to the world always lives in darkness.
And that blind man is further blinding the world with his blindness.
Unfortunate fool. That is all he is. And he will remain like that.
This Surdas must be stopped from spreading his influence any further.
Once and for all, we must put an end to all his gimmicks.
But we must be careful. For the sympathies of those unwary village elders lie with him.
Well, there can be nothing better than this deep, dark well. Draw his attentions to this well, and that blind fool will soon find himself deep below.
Neither will his Krishna nor his devoted disciples ever find him in there.
And as far as we are concerned, Surdas would have made a short trip to his heaven.
And that would be the end of the priest of Srinathji.
What a pity, what a pity.
Look who is coming. Opportunity knocks loud and clear.
Salutations, Swamiji. Your glory always precedes you.
Who are you?
We? We are responsible citizens of this town.
We are concerned about your welfare as much as we are concerned about everybody else's.
Oh, that is so nice.
You seem to have lost something.
Lost? Having my Krishna with me, I can lose nothing. But when he is not there, I feel as though I have lost everything.
You seem to be going somewhere.
Yes, yes. I was on my way to the temple.
Oh, I see. You are just near the road. Come.
And now that you are back again on it, walk straight. And very soon you will reach your Krishna.
Krishna!
तेरा तो गंगा जी का तट हो, या तो ब्रज का वंशीवट हो, या तो गंगा जी का तट हो, या तो ब्रज का वंशीवट हो, या सांवरा निकट हो, या सांवरा निकट हो, जब प्राण तन से
स्वामी जी, what are you up to?
Who are you?
I am only a cowherd boy. I heard you singing from down the well, so I thought I must be around to help you.
May Krishna bless you.
Of course, Swami ji. Krishna will surely bless me. And you too.
Are you going away?
There's a lot of work to do, Swamiji. I have so many cows to look after. Some may fall into the well. Some may be attacked by the wild. I'm their only refuge.
Ah, my Krishna used to do just that. He used to go early in the morning with his cows and keep a constant vigil on them. Whenever his cows used to feel sleepy, he used to use his flute to play divine melodies for them. Are you still there, young boy?
Yes, yes, Swamiji. I'm still there. I'm always there. And I will always be there. But if you do not feel my presence, what can I do?
By the way, what is your name?
My name? My name? I have so many names. You can call me Shyam.
Shyam? Come here, Shyam. Come here. Do not leave me and go.
All right, Swamiji. I won't leave you. I'll hold your stick. You walk with me.
Yes, Shyam. Blind that I am, my stick is my only support.
Oh, is that so? Then it must be very difficult for you to walk, Swamiji.
Difficult? Not at all. Why should I complain? People have their eyes, and yet they refuse to see Krishna. People have ears, yet they do not want to listen to his glory. Every person has a tongue, yet he refuses to sing his name. Then of what use are all of these to them? I see my Krishna within myself. Shyam, have you ever tried to see Krishna?
Oh, but there's not time for me to search for Krishna. All the time, I keep searching for my cows. Where have they gone? Where are they? Where are they? I think I must go now.
No, no.
There's a lot of work to do.
No, no, Shyam, no.
Oh, I must go. I must go.
Shyam, please do not leave me, Shyam. I am all alone.
Okay. If you say so, I'll stay for a while. I've heard you sing so well. Why don't you sing something for me?
What can I sing, Shyam?
Sing anything, but sing a good song. I want to hear for myself how well you sing.
Aayu kahan se ghanshyam, aayu kahan se ghanshyam,
बिताई किस धाम, आयो कहां से सज धज तुमरी का कहूँ रसिया, सज धज तुमरी का कहूँ रसिया, ऐसी लगी मोसे न रूठो, मैं ना कहूँ कच्चो मोसे न रूठो, तुम खुद अपने जियरा से पूछो, तुम खुद अपने जियरा से पूछो, बीती कहाँ पे कल शाम हायरा, आयो कहाँ से
Shyam, please do not leave me.
Swamiji, why are you so dependent on me?
Shyam, I don't trust you. Who knows? You may cast aside my stick and run away. Come closer, Shyam. Let me hold on to you. You're not Shyam. Shyam? My Shyam? Krishna? Krishna? Krishna?
Baah chudai jaat ho, nibal jaan ke mo, जब जाओ तो सबल मैं जानू तो, हे गिरिधर गोपाल करुणा सिंधु कृपा,
I have deserted you, my child.
Shyam? Shyam? Can I see you just once, Shyam? Only once? Please? Krishna, you have come for
Krishna. Enough, Krishna. Enough. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. I don't want to see anything else. I have seen you, Lord. And that is enough for me. I have got everything that I wanted. Take back my sight. Take back my sight.
Are you sure you don't want to see anything else?
Yes. Yes. Take back my eyes. Take back my sight.
Whatever you have seen, imprint it in your heart and the hearts of everyone. This is what I want of you.
Lord, your wish is my command.
Burst forth into celestial melodies. Surdas was able to witness the childhood lilas of Lord Krishna through his inner vision and thus extolled it through his poetry.
Choti choti guriya, anguriya choti chabili, nak jyoti moti mano, kamal dalan par, lalit angan khele, thumuk 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 dole, झुनक बाजे पैजनी मृदु मुखर किमकिनी कलित कटी हाटक रतन जटित.
Lively little fingers holding little toys, effulgence of nails like a pearl on a lotus petal, his graceful play in the courtyard, his toddling hither and thither, the sweet soft music of the sound of anklets, the bejeweled girdle and the gem-studded necklace.
Truly, the beauty of Krishna is indeed unfathomable.
The little lamp of Surdas, which was lit in Sri Nadji temple, helped light millions of lamps across the nation.
The divine spark of Sri Nadji transformed into a conflagration, which shed his brilliance and warmth to mighty distances. His divine effulgence not only drew the piety of the masses, but also the adoration of Zil-e-Ilahi Jalaluddin Muhammad Akbar, the then emperor of Hindustan.
Laga chunri mein daag chupao kaise, laga chunri mein daag, chunari mein daag chupao kaise, ghar jao kaise, laga chunari mein daag.
Dum 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 d
वाह सुभान अल्लाह, इनकी आवाज तो कुदरत का करिश्मा है।
How is it that our friend Bibul appears to be so quiet today?
Yes, Rana Man Singh, the court is not yet tickled by his words.
When I think, I do not speak, Rana Man Singh.
Birbal, but what is it that you have been thinking all the while?
The emperor has been very generous with Tansen, but was the emperor really happy?
What do you mean, Birbal Saab? The emperor was not happy?
Because the emperor has been listening to the same kind of singing day in and day out. Monotony is set in the royal darbar of Delhi.
Monotony? Do you find the song of Tansen monotonous? Forgive me, Jahapana, but I do not understand how Birbal finds a song sung by Tansen, who is honored by Jahapana, monotonous.
Birbal Sahab, I think you must give us a proper explanation.
Well, I don't mean that. I surely don't mean that, Mansingh ji. You are from Mewad. And if your Rani Sahiba were to give you roti for breakfast, roti for lunch, and the same for dinner, will that not be monotonous?
Ah, Birbal, you have read my thoughts yet again. Tansen, let us have something completely different.
Music is ancient, but it climbs to great heights, provided it is rendered well and appreciated well.
Our Birbal is a poor appreciator of music.
I do not claim to be an adept in music. I am here at the behest of the emperor. The emperor's desire is my command. I am sure that the honorable ministers do not wish to slight the royal sentiments.
The emperor's desire is my command too, O Birbal Saab. I have no intention of slighting anyone. Tansen ji, why don't you sing to us something unique?
I will. The childhood leelas of Bhagwan Krishna that unfolded themselves on the banks of River Yamuna have been the sweet subject of many a song. Pray, allow me to reach your heart through one of them.
चरण कमल बंधो हरि राय, चरण कमल बंधो हरि राय, जाकी कृपा पंगु गिरी लांगे, अंधे को सब कुछ दर्शाए, चरण कमल चले सिर छत्र धराए, चरण कमल बंधो हरि राय, सूरदास स्वामी करुणा बार बार नमो सिर चरण कमला बंधो हरि राय चरण कमला बंधो हरि
MashaAllah, this song touched my heart. Who composed it?
Jahapana, it is the composition of a poet from Braj. His name is Surdas.
Surdas? Oh, Surdas. I have heard a lot about him. He is a singer in a Krishna temple at Braj. His entire life is dedicated to composing songs on the Leelas of Bhagwan Krishna. He composes them and he sings them too.
A poet and a singer. Wow! A rare combination indeed, Your Majesty. Why don't we invite him to sing in our Darbar? It will be a great privilege for him too.
Surdas is much more privileged by the divine audience of his beloved master, his God. He may not come, and besides...
Besides?
He is blind.
Blind? Ya Allah, then I'll go and see him myself. Fazul Sahab, make the arrangements.
Akbar, the patron of poets, saints and religious institutions. Curious to test the veracity of the claims of Tansen regarding the unsullied devotion of Surdas, set out with a select retinue of his most trusted coterie and reach the Srinathji temple located on the renowned Govardhanagiri.
To put to test the nonpareil devotion of Surdas, Akbar asked Surdas to render a composition befitting the emperor's glory.
Surdas, ever prepared to sing the glory of his Lord, burst forth into a soulful melody, immortalizing the love of Radha for Krishna. Akbar was mightily impressed and felt humbled to be in the presence of such a devotee who sang the praises of his Lord heedless of incurring the royal wrath. The world shrunk to a speck, and the being of Krishna engulfed every atom of the creation.
The confines of mortal existence gave way to the immortal ode of love.
From a soul bound by constraints to a boundless spring of freedom.
From being a mortal tethering to an immortal anchor.
From the pain of existential separation to the bliss of eternal reunion. As we draw curtains to the end of Surdas's life, even as the town of Braj reveled in the color and joy of Holi, the cuckoo of Braj sang his way into the heart of his Lord.
बाह छुड़ाए जात हो निबल जान के मो हृदय से जब जाओ तो सबल मैं जानू तो हे गिरिधर गोपाल करुणा सिंधु कृपा भक्त वत्सल सबके संबल मोह को ले
तुम नैना निर्बल के बल दीन के बंधु निर्बल के बल दीन के बंधु वचन सुन के दर्शन से सुख बिन दर्शन दुख प्रभु मेरो मन वापाए तुम देखे मेरो सूरज उगे तुम बिछड़े छिप जाए हरी तुम ही आंधे की लकुटिया तुम ही जिया को बैना हरी मैं तुम नैना हरी मैं नहीं तुम नैना हे गिरिधर गोपाल श्याम
Swami ji, Gurudev.
Wow, what happened?
He was singing in the temple all by himself. And when the song ended,
we heard a crashing sound and we found him lying on the floor. But who is he?
He is Surdas ji, a great devotee of Lord Krishna.
Look, he is getting up.
Swami ji, are you all right?
It is already dark, Swamiji. Please come with us. We will take you home.
Don't worry, Swamiji. Everything will be all right.
Krishna? Krishna? Where is he? Where is my Krishna? My Kanha? Kanha? You have come?
Swamiji, I am not your Krishna. I am...
Say no more. I know. You are my Krishna. Ah, your gentle tone, your beautiful eyes, your peacock feather.
Gurudev, I think you need rest. Come, we will take you home.
Krishna? Krishna, you've moved away.
I will not let you go.
Yes, I will go only with you.
Swamiji, you are getting old. And
yes, this soiled cloth, this maili chadar is getting worn out.
Krishna, when can I cast this cloth away?
Swamiji, do not speak like that. You are a great devotee of Lord Krishna. And you have brought Krishna to every home in our country.
Krishna, I am only a flower offered at your lotus feet.
Swamiji, you will always stay with your Krishna. And your Krishna would always stay by you.
Why do you keep saying, your Krishna? Aren't you my Krishna?
You are my Krishna. You are my Krishna. We are all Krishna. Krishna is everything. And our life's aim is to realize that truth. Ghore Kaliyuge Smin Krishnasya Namameva Sarvesham Satgatihi.
Holi aayi hai re, nachuri 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 detali dam 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 tak dim tak dim dim tak nachuri 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 braj mein dhoom machayi holi aayi hai re braj mein dhoom machayi holi aayi hai re holi aayi hai re कृष्ण गोपियों के संग होली खेले रे हाँ जी हाँ खेले अंग अंग देखो रे कृष्ण गोपियों के संग होली खेले रे होली आई है रे गोविंद एक और गोपिया ने 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 लीला देखो भगवान की है रंगई देखो एक एक रे रंगई देखो एक एक रे रंगई देखो एक एक रे होली आई है रे
My Krishna is calling me. I must go.
Radha Pyari Re. Radha Pyari, Mohan Pyare, Darshan Do Ganesham Re.
I'm coming, Krishna. I'm coming.
Radha Pyari, प्यारे दर्शन दो गणेशम रे दर्शन दो गणेशम रे दर्शन दो गणेशम रे
ജമന ഗോവിന്ദ നാരായണം സ്മരമാനസ വസുദേവ സുതം ഭജമന ഗോവിന്ദ നാരായണം സ്മരമാനസ വസുദേവ സുതം ഹരി കൃഷ്ണ ഹരി കൃഷ്ണ വൃന്ദാവന സഞ്ചാര വനമാലി ഗിരിഹാരി ഹേ സൂര്യദാസ പ്രിയ ശ്യാമ ഹരി കൃഷ്ണ ഹരി കൃഷ്ണ वन संचार वनमाली गिरिधारी हे सूर्यदास प्रिय श्यामा
मधुबन संचारी लीलाधारी मधुबन संचारी लीलाधारी तरसे ये नैना अब आजा गिरिधारी मधुबन संचारी लीलाधारी मांगू न मैं तुझसे हीरे या मोती कीमत इनकी होती है छोटी मांगू तुझी को तुझसे ही क्योंकि मांगू तुझी को तुझसे ही क्योंकि तू ही तो है मेरे जीवन की ज्योति तू ही तो है मेरे जीवन की ज्योति
हरे कृष्णा वृंदावन
కవితల కందని కావ్యమా, పదములు రాయని పద్యమా, కవితల కందని కావ్యమా, పదములు రాయని పద్యమా, స్వరములు పాడని రాగమా, స్వరములు పాడని రాగమా, మధురిమకే మాధుర్యమా, మధురిమకే మాధుర్యమా, కరుణతు నిండిన సంగ్రమా, ప్రేమతో పొందిన బంధమా, గమ్యము చేర్చే మార్గమామా, అందరిలో చైతన్య మామా, అందరిలో చైతన్య మా.
హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ బృందావన సంచార, పరమాలి గిరిధారి హే సూరదాస ప్రియ శ్యామ, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ బృందావన సంచార, పరమాలి గిరిధారి హే సూరదాస ప్రియ శ్యామ.
దురిత వినాశ Guru Smile. Swami Satya Sai Hare Bhakta Jana Samrakshaka Bhakta Jana Samrakshaka Parte Maheshwara Om Jai Jagadish Hare Shashi Vadana Shrikara Sarva Pranapate Swami Sarva Pranapate Ashrita Kalpalatika Ashrita Kalpalatika Aparkandava Om Jai Jagadish Hare Mata Pita Guru Devamu Mariyantayunive Swami Mariyantayunive Nada Brahma Jagannatha Nada Brahma Jagannatha Nagendrashayana Om Jai Jagadish Hare Om Pararupa Ujasvi Sai Mahadeva Satya Sai Mahadeva Mangala Arati Anduko Mangala Arati Anduko Mandara Giridhare Om Jai Jagadish Hare Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Jai Sadguru Deva Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Jai Sadguru Deva Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om
Sukhino bhavantu samasta loka Sukhino bhavantu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai